All right, back here in Hibbing, Minnesota, as the Bay College Norse get set to take on HCC in the first meeting between these teams in Hibbing. We did play them in Ironwood a few years back. Coach Johnson got the win there, and now he's back home, and so too is Mason Brown, a newcomer on this Bay College team. What's it like being back here in Hibbing?
It's definitely nice. Crazy to be back home. Got to see my parents last night, which was really, really cool. But yeah, just really, really nice to be back in town and get to see some of my family.
Now, you had a great career here at Hibbing High School, and what made you end up deciding to come to Escanaba, Michigan and play at Bay?
Obviously, COVID made the recruitment process crazy for that 2021 class. And Coach Johnson reaching out and knowing him from when he was at HCC all those years ago, that obviously was a big influence. And just kind of the culture around Bay College and what he said it would be like to go play. So that's a big part of it.
Now, you're a homeboy. You love Hibbing. You love the community. You're part of the community. You're well known here. Did you think about staying here and playing for HCC?
A little bit. For me, basketball has always been like super big focus for me. So they're Division III JUCO, so obviously the not having much scholarship was tough. But, yeah, it definitely was a thought in my mind. But in the end, just ended up going with Bay.
And so how has that worked out for you? You obviously aren't in the starting lineup, but you know how to work hard and to try to get more and more minutes as things go on. How's that transition been for you from being the star or one of the stars at Hibbing High School, coming to Escanaba and being a role player?
I'm not going to lie. It was tough at first. Definitely a transition, but it's made me a much better person, and it's allowed me to realize things I was weak at that I didn't realize before, and it's helped me learn to control my the mental side of the game a lot more than before.
You scored 1,181 points at Hibbing High School, which is about 130 more than Kevin McHale, who the court is named after, the great Boston Celtics player. What was it like for you when you got the point total that when you crossed that threshold and passed the great Kevin McHale?
It's obviously crazy to think about scoring more points than an NBA Hall of Famer, but then again, it's basketball, right? You got to think of it as just another game. But yeah, it was definitely really, really cool getting to get to that benchmark.
Yeah, and there's a kid at Hibbing High School right now who's beaten your point total by 500 points and counting. Tell us about that kid.
That's one of my best friends, Aiden McDonald. He's going to go do amazing, amazing things out at Augustana in one of the Dakotas. I forgot which one. But he's going to go be an absolute stud, and it's his senior year right now, and I'm really, really excited to see what he does this year.
What are the emotions for you being back here and to be able to play at HCC in a Bay College uniform tonight? It's going to be a tremendous size crowd here to root you on.
Super, super excited. It's kind of surreal. Playing college basketball has been my dream since I could walk, and just being able to kind of do what I've always dreamed of doing in my hometown, it's a surreal moment for me.
And how about being with Coach Johnson? You know his history with Hibbing. He had a lot of success here in his 8 years as the coach of their team. And of course, we just talked with him, and it's going to be very emotional for him as well tonight. But how about for you being here with him?
It's surreal. And we got talking on the bus about it, and it's been cool to have kind of that deeper connection with him in terms of the town and kind of knowing the people around town, and it's been really, really cool.
Yeah, you were kind of like the Chamber of Commerce president to say, oh, yeah, we turn right here. Oh, this is the main road in. This is the...
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's cool to be back in town and be able to kind of just show the guys around, too.
So what do you think you've improved on in your game since you got to Bay College? People know we've played a couple of games, but you've actually been working on your craft since August.
Everything, but probably the main one has been controlling my pace and learning how to just add pace into my game.
All right. And academically, how's things going?
Really, really good. So it's been good. Been focusing on school a lot. It's been tough, but it's been really good.
Yeah, I hear you're going to be a big help to our team grade point average.
Yes, I don't know what I'm sitting at right now, but I think I've only got like a 1B or something right now, so it's been good.
Yeah, don't get too depressed about that B now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you give your shout-outs here. I know it's going to take a while for you to shout out everybody, but go right ahead and do that. It's a special night for you, and I wouldn't have anybody else on the air right now but you.
Thank you, thank you. Obviously, shout-out my parents. They've been there since the beginning and have always pushed me to be my best. Shout-out my grandpa and my grandma on both sides. They've always been another one of my biggest supporters. Shout-out my brothers. It's cool to kind of be that role model for them and see them growing up. And, yeah, just shout out everyone who's been there with me in the journey and pushed me to be the person I am today.
Well, enjoy every minute of it tonight. Don't take it for granted. And, hey, just have a little bit of fun.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mason Brown, everybody, in our halftime show. More is coming up from here in Hibbing, Minnesota. After these words, this is Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.